iTunes.
Yo, Larry Trask.
What is up, yo?
What is up, my man?
Not much.
Welcome to the first minute of the rest of your show.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You should be. I like your Leisure Sports Sextathlon t-shirt.
Yes.
Snazzy. You say the Sextathlon's happening this year.
It's coming back, yeah. We're going to have an organizing committee meeting in January.
Oh, that's great.
They're going to do it out in Blue Lake.
Spring, winter games?
No.
You should have, like, the Olympics.
Winter game. Well, let me get the Sextathlon restarted, and then we'll think about the winter version.
Okay. But it only took the real Olympics 1,000 years to get winter games.
It's going
to
be next summer.
Was it 1,000 years? How long have the Olympics been going?
Well, I don't know. A long time.
Yeah, I think 1,000 years. Except at the original Olympics.
I think more than 1,000, if you count the beginnings.
You know everybody had to be naked at the games, right?
I'm not sure that's true. I know that they...
Well, it was originally because it was dudes only, but then a lady snuck in. So they're like, all right, well, fine. Everybody's got to be naked.
I know the Greeks used to exercise naked, and gymnasium means something like nakedness.
Naked sweatiness?
You go in and be naked or something like that.
Hmm.
But I didn't know that about the Olympics.
What don't you know, Larry? It's like you have a secret talent.
No, I don't.
CR is doing CR's Got Talent on Friday, December 9th from 5:30 to 7:30. It's a performing arts talent show.
Where'd they get that idea?
I don't know.
Huh.
They must have just came up with it.
Okay.
There is a judge panel. First place will be a $150 book voucher to the CR bookstore. You get some sweet books for $150.
Or one textbook.
One amazing... Exactly. I was looking at this going, okay, CR, what are you going to bring? And then I was like, I couldn't bring anything to that. I got no tricks. I can't juggle. Can't sing.
You couldn't play drums.
Have you heard me play drums?
Yeah.
No, you've heard edited versions of me playing drums.
Well, still pretty good. You can play guitar pretty good. You can sing pretty good.
I can do a lot of things okay, but there's nothing that you would put on a stage that would win.
I'd kill for okay.
You'd kill for... I've heard you play. I've seen LarryTrask.com. Actually, is that still up?
No.
Has it fallen away?
I still have the domain, but I haven't put a new site up.
Your talent would be home improvement videos, and you could just show them your YouTube channel.
Pretty good at home improvement, yeah.
Yeah, I'm making Reservoir Dog remarks.
Speaking of leisure, I'm loving these Thursdays, though I have a huge measure of guilt about them. But Thursday turns into my easiest day.
Why?
Every other Thursday. Well, because I have the shrink appointment at 11 in Eureka. So, yes, I could get up early and come in here and work and then go. But I'd never do that.
No.
So I'm done. It's an hour appointment. So I'm leaving Eureka. I get here like 12:30, do a couple of quick schedules, and I'm on the air.
That's cake.
Yeah, I know. It's so easy. Now, this is poor.
And by schedules, you mean the music logs.
Yes.
Right.
This is poor work behavior. Because I'm not putting in a full day, but
you come in on Saturdays.
Yeah, I mean, I make it up. I get my 40
hours
in.
You're checking email at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I definitely get my 40 hours in. But it's a sweet thing. It's like the dream of just like coming in and doing your show and then going home.
Like what everybody thinks DJs do.
Exactly.
Just show up. All you do is you sit there, man, for like 4 hours. Yeah, that's it. That's right.
1:59, better go to work.
Yep. Wonder what's going to happen. Show's going to do itself. I had something for you because somebody had sent this to me, and I realized it's time for us to get theme music for a segment that we keep doing, which is where we check the Humboldt Craigslist boards.
Oh, yes.
What would it be called? Craigslist Gems?
What would it be called?
Somebody figure this out. Somebody come up with a great name for when we peruse the best of Humboldt Craigslist.
Yeah, we need to come up with something.
How about when we peruse the best of Humboldt Craigslist?
I like it.
That does. I don't know. If somebody were to write us a theme song, that would be difficult.
I've been trying to get a Friday song written for ages. It doesn't work.
Somebody could do that.
I know.
I had a theme song for this show for a little bit.
It's still a standing offer. Anybody writes a weekend song that's even halfway decent, you'll get played every week.
Every week?
I'll put it in the Friday rotation.
All right, songwriter challenge.
Yeah.
But it's got to pertain to you.
No, it does not.
I think it has to.
It's disqualified if it pertains to me. It's the weekend, celebration of the weekend.
How about celebration of your calling of the weekend?
An original? No.
I think it should be the opening act for your
three-suite. No, because that's too... I don't want to be...
Self-referential.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
All right, well, we need a theme. So somebody come up with like a 20-second theme that refers to Humboldt and Craigslist, and the weird things that we find in there.
Okay.
So what somebody get on that.
What do you got?
Well, I just tell you the things that I'm throwing away, including, read this headline. These aren't even worth getting into, but the headlines are pretty good.
This comes from the Misconnections, which I just posted a Misconnection the other day.
Oh, no way.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact. Did you see it?
I didn't know it was you, but I looked at them.
Okay. I sold you a new wiper arm for your van. Man for woman, 26. Sweet.
So, 26-year-old woman with a van, if you've got a new wiper blade on it, wiper arm, somebody's looking for you.
And it signs off, peace, sexy stranger.
Here's another one.
All right, that's a good one. This is in the for sale / wanted appliances section of Humboldt Craigslist. Volcano vaporizer, easy valve, $380.
That's a lot of money for a vaporizer, right?
I would think. This must be an awesome one.
I knew a guy with a vaporizer, and I'm sorry if like everybody has a vaporizer. That's not a world I necessarily inhabit, but like the dude I knew who had a vaporizer never used it because it was such a production.
Really?
Yeah. But if you want one for $380, been rarely used over the last year.
Yeah, just a year old.
Craigslist, right? Here's another one that says, wanted, quote, clean futon, unquote.
Clean futon. Again, from the for sale items wanted.
The quotes are so damning.
Clean. Yes.
Clean futon.
Did you see that Dimitri Martin sketch thing that M put in her status message?
I didn't look at that yet.
He drew a welcome, like a welcome mat, only the welcome is in quotes. It's called sarcastic welcome mat. Needs to fold easily into a couch. Please no stains or pet use. Can pay $100 or barter custom handcrafted felt insoles. $100 or some felt insoles.
Yeah, but they're custom.
Right. No, they're homemade.
I have some custom-made socks that, like, every time I put these things on, I just feel like such a king because I have custom socks. And every time I put them on, I feel like I want to tell everybody that I'm wearing custom socks.
Well, what are custom socks? Like, they measure your foot?
They were knitted for my feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
So rather red.
Nice.
Yeah. They're a little tight.
For the holiday.
For the holiday.
Yeah, well, exactly. What, they're tight?
But yeah, but if you had custom felt insoles, you would walk around telling everybody, hey, check this out.
I think you would feel like a king.
Yeah, exactly. You'd put them on Tevas. That way everybody could see them.
Felt insoles. That'd be awesome.
Custom.
Oh, man.
I got this one for you here. This comes from the Missed Connections, although it's kind of not. And you'll have to be real careful with the wording there. But it says, hey, D-word head.
Okay. Yes. You were walking on campus today. What did I tell you about doing that? The sight of your face makes me want to drink diesel fuel. Every time I see you around the quad, it's like, oh, what the S? And then I have to find a bridge or a really tall building. How do you always manage to ruin my day? It's just like your face.
It's just like your face ruins my day.
Like, you're always smiling, and I get it, but it doesn't stop me from always wanting to punch you. You're such a turkey. Sorry, calling you a turkey isn't an insult to turkeys. Is an insult to turkeys. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nice backpack, by the way, idiot.
So bad. It's not even a missed connection.
I love this one.
Misfiled. You should, I mean, I was going to flag that and move it over to Rants and Raves. Because it's not a missed connection. There's nothing optimistic about that.
No, and no.
It's just mean.
I love this one, though.
But it's clever.
I'm going to retweet it.
You're going to retweet it. And then the last one that I got here, this one was, I don't know. I just read it to you.
Okay.
Quote, this is, again, from Humboldt Craigslist Misconnections. Headline reads, quote, most beautiful sandwich artist in the world. Man for woman, 25 in Eureka. And this guy writes, went into Subway sandwiches last night at the store by Winco, and the reason
I know just where that is.
It gets better. I'm not gonna be able to do this. Went into Subway sandwiches last night at the store by Winco and the recently closed Safeway. I was greeted by the most beautiful fast food worker known to man. I never thought anyone could look so elegant in a visor. You are thin, curly blonde, foxy with long eyelashes, and the most perfect white teeth I've ever seen. Wow. I wear a lot of visors, by the way. I'm going to take umbrage with that.
Yeah, you should.
And the most beautiful, perfect white teeth I've ever seen. Not only were you beautiful, but you were hilarious as well.
Double bonus.
I thought I was going to wet my pants. You had me laughing so hard.
Oh. He,
bad call.
He lost me there.
Strike one.
Yep.
When I went to leave, I could hear you singing Journey in the back. And you have the prettiest high voice I have ever heard. You sounded like an angel.
Not better than Steve Perry.
Or whoever the new guy is.
Oh, there's a new...
Didn't you hear about that? I think it was Journey. Like Steve Perry's not in the band, and they're like, we need somebody singing. And they just went on YouTube to find people covering Journey, and they found a guy in, like, Samoa or something. Like American Samoa.
Awesome.
Not California.
Right.
All right. You sounded like an angel. I think I am in love. You will probably never see this, but I plan on eating at Subway as often as I can afford.
That is awesome.
Isn't it great?
That is awesome.
I love it.
Look, can I critique this?
Yeah, please.
So,
hold on. Let me give you a red pen.
This is pretty good. Here are the things I like about it. He lets you know exactly which Subway sandwich store. He references it twice. By the Winco and the recently closed Safeway.
I love that.
So it's current and it's accurate. So plus for that. The most beautiful fast food worker known to man. It's a little heavy, but whatever. Complimented her in her visor.
Yeah.
So
it's specific.
Yeah, that's great. He uses the word foxy, which I think we should use more.
I'd like to see that come back.
I love foxy.
And mojo, too.
She's a fox.
She threw his mojo on him.
Right, with her foxy self.
And her visor.
It's awesome. So all that's pretty good. The most perfect white teeth. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You compliment your teeth. That's not something that's often done. So it's good. And beautiful and hilarious. Now things start to turn, though, when he mentions that he almost wet his pants.
Yeah.
That's not...
Not good.
I understand what you're saying, because you're laughing so hard.
Right.
But you don't want to...
You know what, though? I think that's a bold turn of phrase, and you might just give him credit for taking a chance.
Maybe.
Because he's making himself vulnerable. He's saying, look, I have faults.
A little too... Yeah, I wet my pants.
Yeah, I might be a bedwetter.
Just want to be honest with you about one thing before we get this started. No, I don't think... I'd hold off on that.
Yeah.
Prettiest high voice I ever heard. Okay. But... I would leave out the word high, because he's heard prettier low voices. That's what I'm thinking if I hear that.
That's a good point. Yes, I've heard some low voices that are way better than yours.
Of the high voices, though, you are...
That qualifier, not necessary.
You're number one. And now, but here's where I think he totally is. I understand where it's bold. I think I'm in love. And I plan to stalk you, basically, is what he says, except for...
I plan on eating at Subway as much as I can afford.
As soon as I can scrape together the $3.50. I'm coming for you, babe. So
I'm going to be a high roller.
So I'm going to give this a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
I just think it's so nice.
It is nice.
It's so sweet.
It's super nice, but I just think... I'm evaluating it not on its niceness, because it is nice. It is very nice. But its chances of success.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, hopefully by us reading it, somebody will know somebody at the Subway there and say, yeah. Oh, hey, I heard them talking about you on the radio. I don't know who it was, but go look at Craigslist. All right. So somebody go to that Subway and tell everybody who works there to go look at Craigslist misconnections.
Here's my more general thought about the misconnections. Like there is a place in which I could see it working, which is like you had a chance encounter with someone that you're never likely to see again, unless by some miracle
they have a schedule of employment.
Yeah, or they're listening to the radio. But if you know exactly where this person is,
it's not really a missed connection.
Yeah, I mean, this tells me, and I've done this myself, so I feel like I can say this. This tells me that you want to tell someone that you kind of like them, but you don't have the guts to say it in person.
Yeah,
you're just hoping that this person will see this and respond back, oh, I remember you.
Mm.
I made you that foot long the other day. Yeah, come on back. I'll slide you one. So,
I'll slide you one. Not the word choice.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you some fresh baked Lays.
Well, I'll put extra bacon.
I'm going to toss you an extra white chocolate chip cookie.
So,
those are good cookies.
Are they?
Subway?
I've never had them.
I love Subway.
Do you?
I'm a big fan, yeah. Actually, I'm not a big fan. Like, I'm a big fan of a lot of things. There's Subway close to my house. I don't go to it. But when I'm out and about and there's a Subway nearby and I'm hungry, that's where I'll go.
I can't eat at Subway because I'm mad at them. There's a Subway in Fortuna, and the person, I ordered my sandwich, and she's making it, and then they put it in the oven for a little bit, and then while it's in the oven, some hipster kids showed up, and they ordered this big, complicated, large order, and mine is ready. She takes it out of the oven, and she puts it on her side of the counter, and then proceeds to make the hipster sandwiches.
Instead of just wrapping yours up.
Wrapping up and let me go.
Yeah, she's not a closer, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so I stood for a little while thinking, okay, at some point she's going to realize. And then she didn't, and so I wanted to say, oh, could I just pay for my sandwich? Polite, kind of polite, what I got.
Right.
Oh, could I? And she holds up her hand. Just a minute, sir. I'll get you when I can.
Ooh.
Sorry, Subway. That one person ruined it for you. And I have $3.50 on me.
You would be eating there as much as you could afford.
Because they are nice visors.
But I want a Subway visor so bad.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Subway fashion?
Yeah. Are there any good sandwich-related songs? Let's see what the old internet comes up with.
Enjoy every sandwich?
Sure. The Zevon thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Adam Sandler doing Werewolves of London. Oof. Peanut Butter Sandwich by Rafi. These aren't good. Pete Yorn. These are not good sandwich songs.
It's got to be a good sandwich song.
No. So far, $6 million sandwich by the Dead Texan. I don't even want to see what that's about. No. There's no good sandwich songs. That's a bummer. Maybe somebody will find one.
There's got to be a good one.
You know what is good? Moto Pony, who will be on your show tomorrow.
Whoa.
Nice segue, really? Right? Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. All righty. Have a good show.
Thank you.
It's KHU. I'm Garberville, Eureka Arcata. This is Moto Pony.
Why'd that stop?
I don't know. It could be Spotify.
No. What?
An internet-based musical.
Oh, it's back.